Hi there, baby. Thanks for joining us again. We're back for our second interview, and this time, I get to ask the questions. Our sexy little friend Haley is going to be the one in the hot seat.
Oh, you're too nice to me, Jess. But I mean, I still like it, though, so don't stop saying it or anything.
Oh, I won't. You want to let the boys at home know how you ended up recording hot, dirty, sexy audio with me on here?
Okay, well, we live together, basically. Basically, I had, like, no idea Jess was recording this kind of fantasy stuff at home. One day, I came back when she wasn't expecting and got a shock. I mean, I'm there outside her room, and all I can hear is her moaning hard, telling someone to give it to her balls deep in the butt. Fuck, I thought she was in there with a guy or something.
Yeah, I was fucking distraught when I realized you were back and had heard it all. So, anyway, Haley, your turn this time. Tell us about your first sexual experience.
Well, my first experience was quite a long time before I actually had sex. It was a little crazy, actually.
Sounds intriguing. Tell us.
Okay, let me start right at the beginning, though. See, I lost my virginity last year when I was 18 to my boyfriend at the time. My first sexual encounter was actually with the same guy, but when I was 17. We were the same age.
Okay, go on.
So, I used to stay over at his place a lot whenever there was no one around, and that was one of those nights. We'd never done anything sexual, and I definitely didn't have any plans to change that right then. I'd left him in his bedroom to go take a shower before bed. I must have been in there a while. I mean, it just kind of feels nice, right? So, I stayed a while. Anyway, when I wandered back into his room, fuck, I walked right in on him.
Wait, what was he doing?
Oh, I was so fucking mad at him, really.
Hey, what was it? Come on.
He was watching a fucking porno.
What? With you there?
Yeah, some fucking girl giving some guy a blowjob, and he's right there lying on his back with his dick in his hand, you know, jerking off. Hey, it wasn't funny.
No, of course. So, what did he do? Like, when you busted him?
Oh, he was fucking mortified. Like I said, I was ready to fucking kill him. I mean, yeah, we'd never done anything together. We'd talked about it, and I knew he wanted to, but that doesn't mean just because I'm not giving him any that he can just watch that, like, while I'm staying with him and everything.
Yeah, it's weird that he did that while you were there, but wait, this doesn't sound like much of a sexy encounter at all, Haley.
Well, that night, it wasn't.
But?
Well, I didn't even talk to him for like a week after that. But eventually I asked him, you know, what the fuck he was doing. Well, I know what he was doing, but, I mean, why? Like, why then? Especially while I was staying there with him.
So, what did he say? Did he have an excuse or anything?
It was kind of cute when he explained it to me. Basically, he said that whenever I stayed over with him, he couldn't sleep at all. Like, knowing that I was laying right there beside him in just a shirt and my little shorts, he said it drove him crazy. He'd look at me sleeping and how cute I looked, how hot in my little shorts, and he loved my boobs. I mean, I get that. They're really big and everything. It's a guy thing, right? Said he couldn't stop thinking about how much he wanted me.
Okay. Well, not to side with him or anything, but I kind of get that. I mean, he has a point. I think a lot of guys would find it hard falling asleep next to you if you were wearing next to nothing. Fuck, I mean, I like your boobs a lot.
Yeah, it kind of made a lot more sense after that. I mean, doesn't every girl want to drive guys crazy?
Or girls, I guess. I mean, I get that part, but why risk watching a porno with you there? Like, when you could walk back in at any moment. In fact, you did.
Well, the video was of this girl with brown hair and, like, the prettiest eyes in the world. I mean, fuck, they were stunning. He said she looked a lot like me, just I was prettier. He said it was the way she looked at the guy while she was sucking his cock and how he couldn't stop thinking about me doing that to him. And then he had to sleep next to me, like you said, wearing next to nothing.
Okay, well, it kind of makes a bit more sense now. Was it at least hot? The porno, I mean?
No, it was fucking stupid. I mean, the girl was incredible. Must have been like a year older than me, 18 or something. But the rest? I mean, the guy in it was really weird looking with a ridiculous cock.
Yeah, they always are. Stuff's just made for guys, though, you know?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I do like big dicks. But on a guy that I'm actually attracted to, obviously, and not that fucking big. I mean, it was like a foot long or something. Really, it was just stupid.
No, you're right about that. But if I'm honest, I kind of side with him now. I mean, you are fucking hot, Haley. It must have driven him insane.
Yeah, well, when you put it like that, I actually felt really bad for him. I mean, I didn't even realize or anything. And he really had me when he said I was prettier than her. She was fucking gorgeous.
So, did you, make it up to him or anything?
Mm-hmm. It would have been cruel not to, right? This time, while he was in the shower, I watched this little porno video myself. The girl in it did have really pretty eyes. I mean, she was gorgeous. I was secretly so happy he said I was hotter than her. Made me want him a lot. She was down on her knees in front of a sofa sucking his cock, wearing a black shirt and had a baseball cap on backwards. She looked so cute. So pretty. Porno girl got fucked too. I mean hard. Right there on the sofa. I think the guy came all over her face at the end. Fuck knows why. I totally get why he'd want to come in your mouth, you know, so it feels better. Anyway, I decided to give my boyfriend what he wanted, right then and there. And I took a look in his wardrobe to see what I could find to help me. A few minutes later, he walked back through the bedroom door, looking hot as fuck with only a towel around his waist. I was sitting right there on the bed waiting for him, wearing my little bedtime shorts, one of his favorite black hoodies, and a baseball cap on backwards just like her. The laptop was open beside me, with the video paused, and the girl dressed almost exactly the same. When I looked him right in the eyes, made up with mascara just for him, I think he knew it was his lucky night. I stood up with a pillow in my hand and walked right up to him. When the bedroom door was closed, I pushed him gently up against the wall and dropped the pillow down onto the floor in front of his feet. I touched my finger against his lips and eased my other hand right up between his legs. He was already getting hard, fast. I felt like so powerful. It was amazing. I glanced down at the pillow on the floor and then looked deep into his eyes and whispered, "Is this what you wanted, baby? Me? On my knees? All yours?"
God, that must have stunned him. His hot little girl coming at him like that out of nowhere.
He couldn't take his eyes off me, and I loved it. He just nodded his head slowly. I don't think he could speak. I started to massage his hard length through the towel, up and down, slowly, firmly. We must have been tongue-kissing for a good few minutes while I carried on playing with him down there. God, it must have been killing him to be so close. I kissed him lightly on the lips, then I leaned right in beside his head, right up to his ear, and I whispered so softly into his ear, "You can come in my mouth." Then I leaned back and looked him in the eyes again. I knelt down, keeping eye contact all the way. And when I was on my knees, still with my eyes locked on his, I tugged on the towel and let it fall to the floor. His dick kind of sprung out on me until it was almost touching my chin. I whispered to him again, "Hello, mister," and giggled a little. Now, my boyfriend was no porn star, and that's a good thing. I mean, he had a really good size, a solid, thick cock about 8 inches long, not like the guy in the video. The head was big and really sensitive, as I found out, and his nice, thick shaft curved upward slightly. That always felt amazing in different positions when he was inside me. The eye contact was driving him insane, so I kept on with it. In fact, I was still looking him deep in the eyes when I took his big dick into my mouth for the first time ever. It was, like, so intense.
God, I bet it was.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't the best at it, sucking his cock, I mean, because it was my first time and everything. But it was his first time, too, so it was enough for him to handle. He stroked his fingers over the top of the cap I had on, then slipped his hand around to the back of my head, lower down in my hair where he kept it. He told me I looked incredible with my mouth full like that and with our eye contact and everything. I started bobbing my head for him, slipping back and forth with my lips nice and tight around his cock. One of my friends had told me to play around with my tongue and watch how he reacted, so I did. Since he was into my boob so much and I wanted to really make it amazing for him, I stopped for a second and took off the cap, then pulled the hoodie over my head and put the cap back on. Must have been like 3 or 4 minutes from when I first took him in my mouth. I wasn't wearing a bra, so my tits were just there, big and round and on show for him. They're really firm for natural ones. God, I felt his balls lift up right then. He was so fucking turned on.
Wait, this was your first sexual experience with him at all, right? I mean, had he ever even seen your boobs before?
No, that was the first time I'd ever shown my tits to a guy.
But they're fucking huge, and you sprung that on him while sucking his dick for the first time, too? How'd he react?
He shot his load straight into my mouth, like, immediately, just like that, with his hand on the back of my head. He glanced down at my big tits, then looked back into my eyes again, and he came. I mean, we were both virgins, and we'd been dating forever. Neither of us had done anything before. Now, all of a sudden, there I was, topless, on my knees, looking up with a mouthful of my boyfriend's cum. It kind of kept coming, and there was a lot of it. A little bit sort of dribbled down my chin and went right down the front of me, like right down between my boobs. I swallowed, like, as soon as I could. As soon as I knew I had it all in my mouth. You know, that I'd emptied his balls properly for him.
Fuck. Lucky guy, huh?
I try.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing your naughty little secret with us, Haley. I hope we get to hear more.
If you're lucky, boys. Now, keep supporting us, won't you guys? We really need you if we want to keep this going.
Yeah, and you know how much we both love making you come, right?
See you back here soon, baby.